That's toast. Just toast.
Well, here we are. Slice 11. Even though we just said we weren't going to say slice numbers anymore. Slice 11.
Loaf 2.
I thought now would be a good idea. Now we're 11 episodes in to actually describe what it is we're doing, because we haven't told anyone our rating system. We haven't told anyone what's going on. So I thought we could probably start with saying, hello, welcome to Car Pub. No, we could probably start with saying, like, basically we take some bread-based products or some carby products and we eat them. If it's bread, we toast them. And then we give it a rating out of 10. Nothing's ever going to get 10, because that implies it's perfect and you can't improve on it.
Well, I don't think we can commit to that.
Shut up.
Well, I'm pretty sure we can commit to the fact that 10s don't exist.
They don't exist. They can always improve something.
Somewhere in the world, you're telling me there's not a 10.
So is there anything out there, not necessarily carb-based, but would you score anything a 10
in your life?
What I've consumed
in my life is a very small fraction of what's on the face of this planet. I'm sure there must be a bread that we munch. We might never taste it, but somewhere on this planet, there's got to be a bread. When you have a bite of it, you go, that's 10. Honestly, there's got to be one.
You're going to hang up your toaster?
No. I'm not going to hang up. It'll make
Stop
the best.
Stop searching. No, because you just pre-order that for the rest of your life. That's a 10, mate.
But then you got to find the 10 crumpet and the 10 breakfast muffin and the 10 croissant and the 10, you know, all the different kinds.
And then all other bakers just literally close up shop and go, this guy's got a 10.
He's done it.
We're all fucked.
But again, that 10 is only one person's 10. You might not think it's 10.
Mate. Here we go.
I don't think you can straight up say there's not a 10 on the planet.
There isn't.
That's because your 10 will be a fucking potato cake.
There was some guy in like the 19th century, early 20th century or something like that, who, I don't know who he was, but some big public figure, maybe like a prime minister or something, said, or a scientist or whatever, said, I don't think there's anything left to be invented.
This is what you're telling.
No, I'm not.
That is exactly what you're saying. There is no more improvements to the carb/bread baking world that can be made. It's been going on for a long time. Bread has been around for a very, very long time.
Yeah, how many of them have we tasted in the grand scheme of it? Well, yeah, to be fair, we've done quite a lot. I'm just saying, there could be a 10 out there somewhere in the world.
Okay.
But let's just agree to disagree, but also agree to try and find that 10 if it does exist.
All right, deal.
That's what we're here for.
That's the goal.
This podcast now has a purpose.
I thought the goal was to just eat carbs.
I mean, it is, but we'll pretend that it's to find the 10. What have we got today?
We have got crumpets.
The Village Bakery crumpets. The Village Bakery. From Aldi.
We're big fans of crumpets.
We are.
I do love a crumpet.
Do you want me to pop the crumpets down?
Pop them down, because Mike was feeling them earlier, before he put them in the toaster, and they feel good, don't they?
They do. They look like they've got good hole displacement. You know, like a nice airy crumpet, not too dense.
Hole displacement.
The worst thing is a dense crumpet. You know, that butter's got to melt through to the bottom and piss all over your pie.
I don't like a stodgy crumpet. A stodgy crumpet is just, it's like taking a shit on a birthday cake. it really ruins it.
The problem is you get like a, on toast it's quite nice if you have like a top and bottom layer of toast and in the middle there's like a bit of fluffiness.
Yeah.
We like that. But on a crumpet, if it toasts along the top and the bottom but the middle's like doughy and rough and tough, that's not good. You don't want that.
I like a crunchy top, but then like a soaked, buttery middle.
Yeah.
With a crumpet. It's just...
But it can't be stodgy. It can't have that stodgy, dry, uncooked crumpet feel, because sometimes you get that.
Like Asda crumpets.
It's almost burnt on the top now, because you can't cook it anymore. But the middle's still got chewy, doughy bit, you know? Mm. Like uncooked. Don't like that. It's not what you want.
I wonder if it'll have that signature crumpet taste. And the smell that you get off a good crumpet.
I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to it. We haven't recorded a crumpet, have we? In Life 1, we had no crumpets at all.
No, it's the first crumpet on the podcast.
Starting this life big.
Yeah. Everybody needs a bit of crumpet.
Yeah.
I hope it's good. Do we want to just get an eye on them, just make sure they're not overcooking?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're crumpets. Usually
They do need a bit of a bit of power.
Extra most of the time.
Oh, taste that.
Is that our saying?
I think they need to go a little bit longer.
Well, I'll toast down
a little
then.
Bit longer.
Let's double down, boys. Let's double down.
Are we going to give him a full second run, or are we just going to give him a bit of an edge?
I'll peek.
Alright.
I'll peek.
Tactical peeking.
Yeah. Hopefully, we've got better audio in this episode as well. We've changed the layout a little bit. We've moved the toaster away from the microphone so it doesn't burst your eardrums when it goes off.
And we won't scrape the toast and crumpet with butter next to the speaker.
Like,
we thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, they
want to
hear it.
Yeah, ASMR up. Yeah, we're not going to.
I'm not sure we've got the equipment for ASMR yet.
No. Feel free to donate to our. We don't have a. No, don't worry, don't donate.
Like, donate. Well,
let us know if you want to donate.
We don't have a way for it right now.
We have no way for people to donate. Why would anyone want to donate to three randomers eating bread?
Ah, come on, guys.
It's not going to happen.
Bread is important.
Well, it might.
To us.
I'd love to. We need to find some statistics about bread, like how much is consumed daily in
a lot
certain countries.
Good,
the percentage. What's the percentage of people that eat toast in the morning? And
exactly,
because that's like, our market, isn't it? Not consumer base, but our
we think
audience.
It's silly, but there's hundreds of thousands of people eating toast every day.
Probably,
millions of people worldwide. Mm. Yeah. So. This is important. You know, we might be able to change how somebody starts their day by changing the brand of bread they eat.
Although with all of the swearing we do, we can't encourage.
Toast that. I want that said across the country every time toast pops up. Like, they know us and they say, toast that.
I don't think, thank you very much. I don't think we're going to manage that.
No.
But we can give it a go. Right, it looks good.
It does look good. I'm quite impressed with it visually.
Good toasting times.
Butter just melting, man. Look at it. That is art.
See what you mean about the holes. There's a good, even spread.
Yeah.
Good placement, in the words of Mike.
Yeah, especially.
This is an excessive amount of butter, I think.
I'm just slapping it on until I can't see the crumpet anymore.
Crumpets are hot, man. Like, you know, they're good, but... I don't want to chew it yet. I don't want to get it in my mouth yet.
It's not come through the bottom yet, so I've not got enough butter on.
Yeah, but that's because you load it up.
Oh, Christ, this is hot. Right, I'm going in.
You going in?
I'm going in.
I'm going in.
It's got that crumpet taste.
It's also got a little bit of stodge in it.
It's got a little bit, but it's not as offensive.
I think it's good. Good balance. Crispy bottom, crispy top.
Mm.
A little bit stodgy in the middle. Drowned in butter.
I don't know if it's just because I haven't had a crumpet for ages, but I'm enjoying this.
Mm.
A lot.
Me too. It's been weeks, hasn't it?
Mm.
Must be like, what, 3-4 weeks since we've had one?
At least.
How have we survived?
This is a good way to kick off this loaf.
If we start on a crumpet, should we end on one as well?
Or,
what do you think?
I like the sound of that.
Or maybe we should do a crumpet loaf, just crumpets every day.
Oh. I like the sound of that as well.
I really like that. It wasn't the best crumpet I've ever had, but...
It was good.
I think it's above a 7.5. I think I'm going to give it...
Whoa! What?
I think it is. I think it's like 7.
I'm going to say 7.6, just because it's got that slight stodginess to it. That I'm not a fan of, but it's...
I quite like
it. It's not quite enough for me to complain about too much. 7.6, that's my score.
That's a good score.
That's a good score.
It's a good crumpet.
Oh, that's a lot to think about.
We don't take too long. We want these to be short.
I'm going to go 7.5. I think that is a solid, round, decent crumpet. Like, I don't know how much they were, but they're from Aldi, so they weren't expensive.
No, they can't be more than like 50p or something.
That's going to be...
They're 45p,
yeah,
maybe.
They're going to be a nice, simple, cheap price, like, for your buck, I think. That's worth it.
For sure.
Yeah, I think you're pretty spot on with 7-6.
Another 7-6. That's a good overall, man. That's a good overall.
It is.
Yeah, 7-6.
So we're recommending them then.
Love it.
If people want a crumpet, get these from Aldi.
Yeah, if you're in Aldi, pick a packet up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Tweet us. Tell us what you think.
And Aldi, fair play. You've done us a good one.
Good stuff, right.
Just left me kind of lost.
Yeah, I think we're all just, we're just sitting there loving the crumpet.
We haven't had one for so long, we've kind of forgotten what it's like to eat one.
I'm still salivating.
I could have another one.
Yeah, definitely.
We're all looking at them.
Yeah, there's only two left though, isn't there?
Well, yeah, unless you eat that one quickly, but that's for the picture, so you've got to butter it, picture, and then someone can assume to...
Yeah, well, put it this way, it's left us wanting more. That's the sign of a good crumpet.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, let's finish off this slice 11, I think it was, the start of loaf 2.
Slice 11, but
we'll all fight over the remaining crumpet.
Yeah, fight to the death.
I think I'll leave it to you.
With weapons.
I'm going for a burger.
Oh, nice. What kind of burger?
A fancy one.
Ooh. You got a carb hub the roll. And tweet it. Tweet the venue.
It's called Hoof.
Hoof.
In Rye.
Nice.
Right, well, carbs out.
No, you can't use carbs out. That's right. Not going to happen.
All right, you come up with one then.
No, I can't. I tried before and my outro was no.
All right, Mike, you got to come up with something for this
last time. Yeah.
What about carbs away?
We don't have a product for the next one, do we?
It's
a mystery.
Have to see.
For a secret surprise.
Yeah, we'll have to get
We can do another surprise where you don't tell us what it is.
Oh, I'm up for that. I'm up for that.
Because I really enjoyed
potato
that.
Cakes. Don't
fucking do that.
No potato cakes.
No, it won't be potato cakes.
If you bring a potato cake in, you're not participating in this ever again.
Wow. It's a bit ridiculous.
Well, they taste like shit, don't they? So.
Cool. As usual, it gets more and more awkward towards the end of the episode. Please come back.